Penguin Random House Audio presents You Think It, I'll Say It by Curtis Sittenfeld. Read for you by Emily Rankin and Mark Deakins. For Susanna Daniel, Emily Miller, and Sheena M.J. Cook, my fellow writers and confidants. Gender Studies. Nell and Henry always said that they would wait until marriage was legal for everyone in America. And now this is the case. It's August 2015. But earlier in the week, Henry eloped with his graduate student, Bridget. Bridget is 23, moderately but not dramatically attractive. One of the few non-stereotypical aspects of the situation, Nell thinks, is Bridget's lack of dramatic attractiveness. And Henry and Bridget had been dating for 6 months. They began having an affair last winter when Henry and Nell were still together. Then in April, Henry moved out of the house he and Nell own and into Bridget's apartment. Nell and Henry had been a couple for 11 years. In the shuttle between the Kansas City airport and the hotel where Nell's weekend meetings will occur, the shuttle is a van, and she is its only passenger. A radio host and a guest are discussing the presidential candidacy of Donald Trump. The driver catches Nell's eye in the rearview mirror and says, "He's not afraid to speak his mind, huh? You gotta give him that." Nell makes a nonverbal sound to acknowledge that, in the most literal sense, she heard the comment. The driver says, "I never voted before, but he makes it all the way. Maybe I will. A tough businessman like that could..."